One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on. La, la,
la, la, la. The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
In 1969, a young Australian singer covered a Beatles song before anyone in Australia had heard it. Doug Parkinson, delivering the only Beatles cover I know that's better than the original. In 1964, Doug had seen the Beatles play at the Sydney Stadium. A few years later, he was on stage there, supporting top British rockers.
By the time I had, you know, the privilege of working in that joint, I was in a band called The Questions. Now, I'd gone from a garage band within 2 years, 18 months, I think it was. I'd gone from rehearsing with all my little mates playing surfing music to joining The Questions and supporting The Who and The Small Faces and Paul Jones, the singer with Manfred Mann. Within 18 months, I mean, I just couldn't believe it.
Girl's got everything that I need.
Doug Parkinson grew up around Newcastle before moving to Sydney, where he began his working life as a cadet journalist on the Daily Telegraph. A colleague there steered Doug in the right direction.
When I was at the newspaper, there was a writer there called Jeff Collison. He still works for News Limited. Jeff was a closet blues fan, and he took me into his bedroom. That bedroom was like a miniature library. Every record you've ever heard or seen in your life was catalogued in drawers and shelves and the whole thing. He said, have you ever heard any of this stuff? I said, no, never. I mean, the closest I come was like the Young Rascals or something. Right. And Jeff played me Howling Wolf, B.B. Mm-hmm. King, Rufus Thomas, and all the more modern ones like Wilson Pickett and Ray Charles. Well, the list just goes on. That changed my life because that was the music that I wanted to play. So I took that music to the band and said, now look, this is called black music, this is soul music, this is the blues. We got to play this stuff. And I just sort of took to it like a duck to water, and that I copied all their licks and phrases and studied. I used to slow the tapes down, you could in those days, and listen to how they'd phrase phrase and pitch and do the whole thing. And that's kind of how I learned to sing sort of bluesy, changed my style completely.
Was in a few bands, one called Strings and Things, and then there was The Questions. He served a demanding musical apprenticeship.
That band, The Questions, our brief was to play, we played 6 days a week, and we played, I think, three or four sets a night, every night, and we were to learn three or four new tunes a week. Now, that's like going to university for a singer. You have to learn so many different styles, and that was a wonderful, wonderful learning curve.
Then he started Doug Parkinson in Focus. The band quickly won a strong national following, largely because of Doug's incredible soulful voice, one of this country's best.
Maybe you and I were all walking through.
Parkinson went on to a successful solo career and stints with the Southern Star Band, long runs in stage musicals like Jesus Christ Superstar. Doug died this week. He was 74. A brilliant soul singer, gifted with a great voice, but he had worked hard at learning how best to use it. I was a kid in fifth grade when I first heard Doug Parkinson coming out of the radio. It was one of those moments you never forget, and I remember most of all the feeling of wanting to be able to sing like Doug. So, how did Doug Parkinson get to cover a Beatles song long before it was released in Australia and make it a global hit? Search Doug Parkinson interview and you should find him in conversation a few years back with the ABC's Rod Quinn.
Albums weren't released simultaneously, yeah, like they are now globally. They would release them at different times in different territories. Now, it had just been released in England. He got a copy hot off the presses and he'd returned to Australia to do something. Well, we went round to his place one night and he played us this beautiful, beautiful piece of work. Still my favourite Beatles album. And it absolutely floored us. And I loved Dear Prudence. I thought it was wonderful. So we learnt the song and started playing it at our gigs. Well, people were going nuts. And I thought, well, this is crazy. We've got to record this. So we did. And we took it to our record company at the time, which was Festival. They hated it. And the very next morning, our manager took it to EMI, and they loved it.